Good morning. Spanish unions representing Ryanair cabin crew are threatening 10 days of strikes in September over the airline's plans to shut down bases in Gran Canaria, Tenerife and Girona. Two unions yesterday lodged a notice of their plans for industrial action. The Irish low-cost carrier operates 13 bases in Spain, all of which will be affected by the stoppages. Following Spanish legislation, company and union leaders will now be called to a mediation. If no deal emerges, a formal notice of strike will be filed with the relevant authorities. The protests are a result of Ryanair's plans to shut down its Las Palmas and Tenerife Sur bases on January the 8th, as well as its Girona base at an undisclosed date. There are 300 cabin crew employees working at those bases, although Ryanair did not say how many will be laid off. The company says the decision is based on delays in the delivery of the grounded Boeing 737 MAX, rising fuel prices and higher labour costs. Meanwhile, Ryanair pilots in Spain are also considering industrial action of their own. The pilots' union, SEPLA, said the closures of the three bases could lead to as many as 100 layoffs among aircraft captains. Queen's Park Rangers under-18 football side had to walk off the pitch during a friendly in Sevilla following alleged racist abuse by opposition players. The West London club has called on UEFA to take the strongest possible action. 17-year-old defender Trent Mahorn led his teammates off the pitch in the middle of the game against AD Nervion FC, which forced the referee to abandon the match. QPR chief executive Lee Hughes said, "We take a very strong stance against racism and will not tolerate one of our players being subjected to the despicable comments experienced." It comes after several high-profile cases of racism in English football last year, including abuse directed at Man City's forward Raheem Sterling. UEFA has yet to comment on this latest incident. And a climber, aged 34 and thought to be American, died yesterday when he fell near the San Pedrera de Cala de Hort in the municipality of San Jose on Ibiza. According to emergency services, the man was climbing with a partner when the accident happened. Sources say he fell some 25 metres. An off-duty nurse attended the victim initially before emergency services arrived, but there was nothing that could be done to save the man. The Guardia Civil called for helicopter support to airlift the body, but decided in the end to recover the victim by land. Medics, local police, Guardia Civil, mountain rescuers and firefighters all attended. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.